Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, enough of that. Okay, just malarkey calls. Okay, echo callers. All righty. Well, I'm going to play a couple songs here, okay, to get us in the mood, okay, and then I'll go into the sermon.
Changing my heart to want what you want, to love you love, and that is easy.
hope you enjoyed those songs. They were great and godly. Amen. All righty. Well, let's get into the devotional for tonight. It's called Living Without Expectations of Perfection. See, offering forgiveness to others is one of the most difficult and important aspects of a Christian life. The Bible clearly commands us to forgive others. God longs us to fashion us into his likeness that we might model the love we've been shown to a world with no concept of mercy. He longs for us to offer grace and forgiveness to the undeserving, as we have been offered grace and forgiveness when we were undeserving. So may you be filled with courage and boldness to offer forgiveness to those in desperate need of grace, and may God's love shine through as you enter your calling as a minister of reconciliation. One of the most vital aspects of offering continued forgiveness is living without expectation of perfection from others. You will never meet a perfect human. All of us suffer from the same sinful, broken condition, and as believers, our lives reflect God's grace, transforming what was once holy, simple as the pictures of his love. Even in this reflection, we will never experience perfection until we pass from this world to the next and live in a perfect, uninhibited relationship with our Heavenly Father. Psalm chapter 103, verses 10 to 14, offers us insight into the expectation of God in regard to our sin. May the perspective of our Heavenly Father be a model of our forgiveness. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame, and he remembers that we were dust. God offers us a continual love, grace, and compassion, and forgiveness, because he knows that we've come from dust, and we would return to dust once again. He knows the signs and symptoms of brokenness that entangle us, and he offers us forgiveness for our sin and grace to live righteously in the future. If we are ever going to live in the fullness of life available to us, we must learn to be like our Father. We must learn to live without an expectation of perfection from anyone. It isn't pessimistic to view everyone as imperfect. Rather, it's a perspective that will allow us to love and enjoy others to the fullest. Our Heavenly Father longs to guide us into a lifestyle of forgiveness because he longs for us to live with the fullness of joy. Our God's greatest delight is the relationship with his people. And it was in forgiveness by the death of Jesus that restored relationship that was made possible. We are made in the image of our Father. We are created to enjoy fellowship with one another, uninhibited by the bitterness and resentment that comes from unforgiveness. We are made to have our hearts open and full of love for one another. But to live the abundant life, we must free ourselves from placing others on a platform of perfection they will never attain. So take time in guided prayer to allow God to fill you with his perspective. Allow him to set you free from the expectation of perfection for others. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short glory of God." So may you become like your Heavenly Father, filled with love and grace and forgiveness all those who fall short of perfection around you. Meditate on the nature of our imperfection as humans. Allow God's word to fill you with grace for the sins and the mistakes of others. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20, "Surely there is not a righteous man on earth who does good and never sins, who have been elevating the status of perfection. Whom do you need to offer grace and who didn't meet your expectations? Ask the Lord to fill you with grace, mercy, and forgiveness for others. Ask him to give you his perspective. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you to a greater portion of joy in life today as you free others from the expectation of perfection. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love
towards those superior. As far as the east is from the west, so Lord, as you remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame, and he remembers that we are dust. So along with freeing up others from expectations of perfection, we will offer ourselves the same grace and mercy that our Heavenly Father does. We will still experience new levels of joy and freedom. While God has offered us a path to total freedom from sin, he is in the fullness of compassion for our weaknesses. So don't strive for perfection in your works, but instead pursue a deeper relationship with the God of love and grace. You weren't created to live perfectly in your own strength, but to know the love of the Father and allow him to empower you for the life to which you have been called. May you free yourself from the burden of perfection today and pursue greater intimacy with your Heavenly Father. I highly suggest you read Psalm chapter 103, and it'll bring this devotional more into light for you. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord God to be your Savior, okay, you get a chance to do so right now. All I ask for you to do is simply say this simple prayer after me. Say, "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and there is nothing I can do to save myself. I confess my complete helplessness to forgive my own sin or to work my way to heaven. At this moment, I trust Christ alone as the one who bore my sin when he died on the cross. I believe that he did all that will ever be necessary for me to stand in your holy presence. So I thank you that Christ was raised from the dead as a guarantee of my own resurrection. As best as I can, I now transfer my trust unto him. I am so grateful that he has promised to receive me despite my many sins and failures. So, Father, I take you at your word. I thank you that I can face death now that you are my Savior. So once again, thank you for the blessed assurance that you will walk with me through the deepest valley. And once again, thank you for hearing this prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen." Well, if you said that prayer, we'd like to welcome you, okay, into the family of God. We'd like to wish you, okay, that the Lord bless you and keep you highly favored. Amen. And if you said this prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you do this, you will be on the air, and and you can tell us that you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and we will bring you on. Amen. Well, we got some callers here. Let's take 111. Yep. Okay. 111, you're on here.
What are they?
Hey,
Rodriguez.
What's up? Yeah.
This is Rodriguez.
How you doing, Rodriguez? Beanie's not here tonight. He's not here.
Tell him he has to go. Well, tell him he has the green light. If he doesn't do what he was told to do, then it's in for him.
Okay. All righty. Well, let's play. Oh, we got some more 111 callers. So let's take a 111. Okay, another 111.
Fraud, fuckman.
Another 111.
Hello, is this Fraud Fuckman? I'd like to speak to Fraud Fuckman.
No, there's no Fraud Fuckman here.
You say in your sermon, you see a boy, you suck his dick into manhood. That's
goodbye. Okay. enough of that craziness. Okay. Well, alrighty, okay. Well, let's play. Oh, wait, we got another 111 caller. 111, you're on here.
Oh, I'm there, Pastor Ken. How you doing, eh?
Hey, I'm doing right. How's this? Is this Beanie?
Yeah, it's Beanie. Hey, did somebody call?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
What do you say?
Not much. Not much. How's it going?
All right, but what did the guy say?
He said something about who was your troll.
Who's your cholo?
No, he said, do what you're told. I don't know what he meant.
Oh, I know what he meant. Don't pay attention to that guy. He's a troll.
Okay.
They call him on the internet. He goes by the name of Rodriguez.
Yeah. That's what he said his name was.
Just don't listen to him. But anyway, you got more callers?
Yeah, I do, actually. There were probably no good callers, but I'll bring them on. A 111 caller. Yep, I knew that. Another one. Okay. That was it for the callers.
Is that Dickie Harper?
I don't know who it is, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting a lot of them lately.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So, what are you doing for Christmas?
We're going to be making tamales on Christmas Eve.
Oh. Cool.
We're going to make about 10,000.
Cool. 10,000?
Yeah.
Wow. Have you ever had beef tamales?
Yeah. We're making pork and bean and cheese.
Oh, bean and cheese. Oh, yeah, those are good. I don't eat pork, but, yeah, I heard it's pretty good.
How come you don't eat pork?
Any sweet tamales?
Huh?
Because I don't... Why don't I eat pork?
Yeah.
Well, have you ever seen pork when you put Coca-Cola on it?
No, I can't say I have.
Okay, next time you have like a roast pork, put it in a bowl, buy yourself a 2-liter Coca-Cola, dump the Coca-Cola into the bowl, and then you're going to see these little things coming out.
Really?
Yeah, like white little maggots.
Huh.
That's why I don't eat pork no more. It's not because I'm Muslim or changed to Muslim, but no, because of that.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Disgusting.
Yeah, we got a nice pork roast, and we're gonna boil it up, I guess, and just pull the meat apart, stuff them in a tamale.
Oh, that's good. Any more callers?
Yeah, we got a couple 111ers, okay, but they're probably going to be the same thing. I'm going to bring them on and we'll see.
Mine.
Yeah.
on you, honey.
If you see a boy, you suck his dick into man and fraud fuckman.
Okay.
What
well,
do you
we think? We got more 1-1-1s. 1-1-1. Okay, here we go. Okay, all righty. Another one. Okay. Yep. We got
man.
A bunch of 1-1-1 colors that want to be jackasses.
Answer them. Maybe one of them wants to be safe.
Well, we got another 1-1. Come on and see what he has to say. 1-1, John here.
Okay, Fraud Frogman. Okay, Fraud Frogman.
That was Clay Douglas.
Nah, that wasn't Clay. Okay, we get another 1-1-1-er.
Why they call you Fraud Frogman? This is Grover Washington.
Hey, Grover, how you doing?
Why they call you Fraud Frogman?
I don't know.
Is you fraud?
No, I'm not a fraud.
What the fuckman part mean?
I don't know. They just changed my last name around from Fishman to Fuckman. Okay, I guess it's better. I guess they like it.
Can I come on by and get some of them tamales? Can I get some tamales?
No.
Why not? Because I'm black.
They're already spoken for.
You smoke what?
They're already spoken for.
You going to feed an army or what? It's a lot.
Yeah, we got a few dozen going out to people for Christmas.
Is that common for the Mexicans in Texas to give people tamales?
It's a common practice, okay, I guess, among all Mexicans, okay, not just in Texas.
Is that sexual when you talk about giving somebody a slip of a tamale?
No.
Tamales for the homeless.
Yeah, won't you give some to the homeless? Are you going to go give them to some of them cross-dressing queer folk that you hang out with, some of the gays and the cross-dressings?
Yeah.
You give it any straight people?
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta go. Talk to you later, Fraud Fuckman. Goodbye.
Okay, bye, Grover. Adios. Okay.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why is everybody calling you that?
Because they got nothing else better to do.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's coming from Discord.
Crazy. Any more callers?
Well, you know,
hola.
Okay.
Hello? Any more callers?
Yeah, another 1-1-1.
Any more callers?
We'll take it and see what we got. 1-1, you're on the air.
Could you share your recipe for a hot tamale?
I see you're back, Rover. What's up?
Well, I was busy for a minute, but now I can talk again. Could you give me the recipe? Since you won't serve blacks, could you give me the recipe? Maybe I can make some together.
Well, I'm not really big on the recipe of tamales. Okay, I'm basically gonna be doing the putting the matzah on the corn husk. Okay, and then they're gonna fill them.
Corn nuts.
Corn husk.
Corn nuts.
No corn.
I don't like corn nuts. I don't like the corn nuts.
The leaf thing.
Yeah,
that's
the
awesome.
Corn husk. Yeah.
Oh, huh.
I see. You put a jizz load in there?
No.
What do you say?
You
man,
get a tamale, put in a jizz load. What do you do? Put the jizz load in there?
No, we don't put jizz loads in there. No, Grover, no jizz loads.
There's a restaurant that does that.
I thought that's
part of the recipe. There's a restaurant in Hollywood that does that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's crazy. Hollywood and then San Francisco.
Wow.
You got any other calls?
The cook.
Yeah, I got another 111 call. Let's see what we got.
Oh.
111, you're on the air.
Shalom.
What's up, DC?
I heard Grover was on, and I wanted to say hi to my brother. How you doing, Grover? Did you know Frog was having a show tonight? I didn't even know.
I'm just trying to get the recipe for tamales because he won't serve the blacks.
Well, I mean, we all know Frog don't like niggas. He don't like us, man. We try to change his mind, but, you know, it's hard to change a frog's mind, you know. There's only a certain amount of frogs in the world. Well, we got one on the line right now. Grover. Grover, how you doing down at the Haven for Hope, brother?
I got a hanker for tamales, but there ain't none down here.
Well, why don't you go up to R-Dash? I know they got some tamales there, brother.
You got any Taco Bell, baby?
I think they got something for you. I know you went up. I saw that photo you posted. You went up to R-Dash, and I saw that. Any reason why they didn't let you in?
They said there's no room at the inn, like in the Bible.
Oh. Who said that, Frog? Because we both know Frog don't know nothing about the Bible.
I think it's Victor.
Young. Is it true there's a glory hole there, sir? Grover?
Yes, on the side of the entrance, on the side door. You walk in, it's the front door, but it's on the side. There's a little hole down.
Is that near Frog's crate? In his crate near that?
I didn't see a crate anywhere.
Oh. Maybe they changed out the crate for Frog. Frog might need a bigger crate, you know? Give him a little more place to move around and, you know, play with his toys and his helmet and whatnot.
And his wee-wee pad. He's got a wee-wee pad. He tinkles on it.
I know they throw him the ball, too. You know, I know he'd like to chase the ball. They had to put him in the crate because he was chasing cars that one time. And, you know, but I think it's good they gave him the new helmet and the pink
Goodbye. Goodbye, DG2. And goodbye, Grover. Okay. Well, anybody, listen to me. I'm going to end the show. I'm going to call it a night. Okay, we're going to have some jackass callers. Okay, so have a good night, Beanie. God bless. Good night to Gavin Moorhead, Herman Gillis, Eddie. Have a great night, and
give a shout out to Juan from Alabama. Okay, God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
All right. Adios.
Adios.